Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, at 7:06. Happy Monday to you. Survive St. Patty's Day.
Yep, made it through the weekend.
Did you, eh?
Yeah.
Wait, that's Canadian. Oh, I thought that would be Irish.
We're still on the accent.
Do Irish people say eh like Canadians?
I don't know.
Don't they say something like a real simple, like, yeah, or eh?
That one.
That is one of the two. All
that's
right.
It. You got it.
Justin, Mamie, Bill, anything you need to confess to, get off your chest from the weekend? You got a little crazy. You know, if I think back to 2000, probably 14, and that one time I was on that table in downtown Charlotte, probably questionable.
Is this confession time?
But I'm a little older now, a little wiser.
A little wiser.
Kept my feet on the ground.
That's good.
Solid. How about you?
Yeah, I had a very low-key weekend. Just stayed home and watched movies.
Did you drink the green beer?
Did not drink the green beer. No, I didn't make it out for anything. Rob made it out to downtown Cornelius for a little bit. He said it was insane.
Downtown Corntown?
Yes.
It was off the chain.
Off the chain.
I did not make it there.
Yeah.
But I hear a saint that the streets were filled with shenanigans.
Yeah. Everybody, he said it was a good time, but to get a drink was a very long wait, so.
When Rob goes solo, does he just walk around like with sunglasses on observing?
No, I mean, okay. He goes, yeah. Yeah, he does do that.
I feel like he could handle that
He can handle it. He can handle it. He met some people from work up there.
I would not do very well just walking around in sunglasses by myself. I would just go home. I would just like, this is too much. I couldn't handle
it. So
this.
If there was an event that you really wanted to go to, but nobody else could go, you wouldn't go on your own?
There has to be an event that I want to go to that bad. Like, for me, back in the day, it was, like, to go golfing. Like, that's what I would do solo. Okay. But to go to, like, an event by myself, okay, one comes to mind I would do. But I don't think I would have trouble finding somebody to go with me. If Freddie Mercury was still alive and I can go see Queen, I'd do that by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Just a jam.
Yeah.
You know.
No question about that.
Who could question that?
Yeah, who would say, no, you should take a buddy.
You have to. You're not allowed to go solo to that kind of thing. You ever eat bacon solo?
Yeah, probably.
A couple times?
Maybe once or twice.
The Dunkin' bacon from the drive-thru?
I've never had Dunkin' bacon.
It comes in like a little sleeve that you can just, you know, pop them in your mouth and keep going.
I'm sure it's quite delicious. I just have an aversion to, I don't know, a pouch of bacon.
I have aversion to tapeworms getting inside my brain, but somebody else had that happen because of, they think because of consuming partially cooked bacon. So this guy suffering from migraines for, I guess, quite some time. I don't even know how, you know, really how long, but had migraines. They were trying to figure some stuff out saying, you look, what's going on? And so they investigate his brain and come to find out this guy's got tapeworms inside of his head.
Oh no.
And now they're tracking it. Now they've got the Dunna. They've located. Thankfully it's not the Dunkin' on 28. Thankfully not. But it's because this guy consumed partially cooked bacon.
Oh my goodness.
So that leads me to the next thought of the weekend. I'm trying to be healthier, right? Got my healthy muffin right here that I'm going to consume
not
at some
bacon.
Point.
There's no bacon in it.
There's walnuts in it. And I think carrots, put that combo together.
That's something.
And so partially cooked, made a little bit of, I wanted fish tacos over the weekend. I don't know why I really like fish tacos. I don't know why, like if I got to eat healthy, fish tacos and wild rice. I don't even know if that's healthy or not. It just tastes good to me. So I go to make tacos at home after the grocery. Forgot to get any kind of tortillas. So had to go bowl style with it. You ever cooked fish at home? Are you a big fish eater? I don't know if we ever talked about fish.
I do. I like fish.
You like
a
fish?
Lot. Yeah, I just don't cook it a lot at home. I don't know how to cook it very well.
I got a little rectangle slab, kind of looks like Spam, but it was mahi. And then some shrimp. And cooked those up in the pan. But the fish, is it like chicken? Like there's one way to cook it? Or can you like...
Can you undercook it a little bit?
Well, it wouldn't be undercooked. Can you have a preference of cooking in fish?
Like you can with steak.
Yeah. Medium rare.
I think it depends on what kind of fish it is. I think.
Moist, not scaly.
Well, like I know with tuna, you can get it like I order my tuna rare if I'm going to order tuna.
Okay. Like tartar.
Yeah.
Tuna tartar.
Right. Okay. Right? Or ahi tuna, you know, rare tuna. Ooh. So I guess it just depends
on... You're a big tuna?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it just depends on what kind of fish it is, maybe. Mm. I'm not sure.
Can you get tapeworms from raw fish?
I don't know. I don't know. You can get bacteria, I guess, from it. But I didn't know you could get tapeworms from bacon.
Guy probably didn't know that either.
And I thought tapeworms were in your gut, not your brain.
Somehow they got there.
How'd that happen?
Probably through the inner canals.
They
just travel.
That's terrible.
They travel.
That's terrible.
Or maybe like one, like, you know, hopped off on the way down the gooselet.
Ugh. Right.
Let me take a detour.
So you're having bad headaches. You go to the doctor. They do the MRI.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tapeworm in your brain. What do you say next?
Cool.
I'm cooking my bacon.
It wasn't the bacon. I know it wasn't. She's been trying to get me off of it.
Yeah. They give you the look like, did you really cook it?
Do you think they have it narrowed down? Like in science world, right? They probably, like, doctors have it now. Like, okay, you've got tapeworms. We've now narrowed the list to these 20 places. Have you been to Afghanistan in the past 3 weeks?
Right. Yeah. I wonder how they narrow it down to undercooked bacon.
I don't know.
It looks like they, like, may have observed his meals and behaviors for a little bit.
So like the Truman Show.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this guy was already under siege.
Right.
He's already being watched.
Like, yeah. Aren't we all?
Might not even be the bacon, but they're like, you got to cook that bacon a little
like, longer. This is a general tip we're going to throw in here. Right. In addition to.
Yeah, correct.
You know, the labels on the food matter.
Right.
But we also noticed you ate raw bacon.
It would be so chewy, too. Who?
5 out of the 7 days.
Well, okay, so do you go super crispy on the bacon when you get the black in
almost,
the pan?
Almost burnt, yeah.
Scrub it with the copper brush.
Yeah.
See, me, I like it a little jiggle to it.
Oh,
I
got
a little wiggly on it so I can fold it. You know
what I
mean?
I like all.
Yeah, I don't really hate on it.
Right.
Do people even really cook their bacon anymore? I thought that was a thing in the 90s.
What?
You just take it right out of the pack.
And
you roll it up like in like around like a jalapeno and like you call it a jalapeno popper. And then you just pop it.
Pop by.
That's tapeworm.
Pop by and get you an MRI after the show. See what's going on in that brain.
That's
cook your bacon, listeners.
That's debatable. I think people. Oops.
If you want.
I think, if you want. You know, this is America.
That is
Let's
true.
Not forget about that.
You can do
that.
Whatever you want to do.
That, thank you. Mamie, you've held that principle since day one here.
Yeah.
You know, you hold strong.
At least once you can do whatever you want to do.
You definitely can do some things in America. North Carolina's got some things going on. We're going to talk about that. 7:15, we've got traffic with Jeff. We've got word of the day. We've got some guests today as well. We've got a couple of guests today. Don't we have is Hopo coming in today or no? They moved.
They moved to Wednesday.
Huff moved to Wednesday.
Huff is coming in on Wednesday.
Okay, and then we've got Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs. Now, we obviously know her work because one of our favorite shows... Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And she was the florist.
For all the weddings on Love is Blind.
From the most recent season in Charlotte.
Correct.
Direct access to the florist for Love is Blind, the Charlotte season, which was season 6, was
six,
it?
6, uh-huh.
In studio at 8:30.
At 8:30.
And then we'll clip it for social, too.
Love that.
But North Carolina's got something going on, maybe in Greensboro. I told y'all Greensboro was wild. Last time I went to Greensboro, people passing on the left on the highway. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't know why Ben took me here. But I made it home safe. I'll be honest with you. I want to go back to the borough. We got friends in the borough. Mm-hmm. Bill, you know the borough very well.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some questioning things that I just have to pose the question on. Maybe.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait.
All right. I didn't know. It was like, Justin, we called in Ottawa. You're not going to be allowed to talk about it. All right. All right. Let's get a look at traffic. Let's have word of the day. And then we'll have some thoughtful discussion. Good morning, LKN. 7:18 on this Monday. Hope you're doing well. Maybe you're up out of bed already. Maybe you're in bed, so that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're driving on the streets. Something's probably going on. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, happy Monday to you.
Good morning, Justin. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville going through Mooresville. Traffic is getting heavier as the morning goes. It's flowing as of now. As you go down towards Charlotte, there's pockets of heavy traffic. 77 northbound is there's pockets of heavy traffic and but everything's flowing. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville area, I've heard of no problems, so hopefully it'll be a good start to the week for us.
Jeff, let me get your take. There was an ACC championship game over the weekend. Your thoughts?
Oh, man. I had to congratulate my NC State fans, friends, that because they outplayed Carolina. So, anyways, hopefully they'll do better, and the Tar Heels will do better in the March Madness here.
Selection Sunday having taken place. Who you got winning the tournament, Jeff? Go ahead and put it down on paper.
Oh, man. Connecticut looks real good. I hope the Tar Heels would do it, but right now I think Connecticut is the team to go for.
Okay, put Jeff down for Connecticut. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Talk to you later.
I think Jeff had a call there he had to get to. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute. From Iredale to the old city of Charlotte down there, down Southles. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that was like for St. Patty's Day. Probably pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy. Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th up there at Wilkes Community College. We will see you there, Merlefest. Mark it down on your calendars. It's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, I don't want people to get confused because there's actually two Jeffs, multiple Jeffs, but two that will be there. The Interactive Theater of Jeff and then Jeff Little Trio. I just want to make sure there's been some confusion on that one recently. And I did just want to make sure that everyone knew the Interactive Theater of Jeff is different from Jeff Little Trio. Two different performers that'll be there.
Nice. Great. Sorry. I had my word in my head and then you had to talk. And then I was like, well, how do I even say my word again? Today's word of the day on this March, is it the 18th?
Yes, already.
It is the 18th.
About to be April.
Today's word is surreptitious. Surreptitious.
It's surreptitious.
It's an adjective for those following along at home. Surreptitious.
Surreptitiously, I'm awaiting the sentence you're going to use.
The surreptitious nature of their relationship made it even more exciting. Oh, sounds kind of drama filled.
The battling. The internal feud, the rivalry.
And
No,
I'm not
even close.
I can't give you that. I can't give you that. I can do another sentence.
Same ballpark or no? Not even close.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Ouch.
It's Monday.
All right. I'll have another sentence, please.
Okay. Mamie and Justin shared a surreptitious smile as they plotted a surprise segment for the morning radio show, adding an unexpected twist to delight their audience.
Like an inside joke?
You're getting closer with that.
Sneakily.
I don't want to give you that either. It's gonna be, I'm gonna give you the definition. It is a kept secret.
Sounds kind of
so
sneaky.
Inside joke is sneaky, not as close as inside joke.
Right. Right, okay.
But combine them all together, I think you guys were right up the ballpark. You know what? You can hit the horns just to hit some energy in here.
Yeah.
All right.
We need it.
Surreptitious.
A sneakily inside joke.
Yeah. A secret.
It says a secret, especially because it would not be approved of.
Oh.
Oh, a sneaky secret.
Yeah, sneaky secret that would not be approved of.
97.6% of Justin's thoughts.
Yeah. Need to remain.
Inside.
Inside.
Inside voices.
Inside. Apply surreptitious.
You know, Emmy at daycare, she
oh boy.
Thankfully she gets treasure box on Fridays. Most weeks. I say, oh, how'd you get treasure box? Gentle hands, listening ears, nice walking feet. And I'm like, wow, these are some rules that I should start practicing.
Right.
This is actually
gentle
some good
hands.
This is some good life principles here.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely some things to practice. All right, Greensboro. Bill, when's the last time you've been to the borough?
Probably earlier, maybe last October.
Didn't you have a tournament there recently? Did you end up going to that tournament?
I feel like it was...
I think it was like a month ago.
No. No, that had to have been in October.
It was that long ago.
Remember, because I had the shins and I couldn't sit.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't sit for like 3 days. Your knees were real rough.
I could sit. I just didn't want to bend my knees.
Out the scabs.
Yeah. Too old for that.
Last time you went to the borough, do you have a nostalgia to it? Because you live there, right? You went to school there.
Absolutely. It's changed a lot. Yeah. It definitely.
Thoughts?
I like it. It's a quaint little city.
A lot of culture. A lot of different culture, a lot of great experiences, college,
absolutely,
entertainment.
Tons of people definitely have like, but they also have some spots you can go to just, you know, whether you want it to be busy or not. You know, Jake's Billiards down there is always solid.
That sounds good. Not been there, but sounds
good. Taco spots.
Love a good taco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Last time when I went with Ben Daniels, we went, gosh, what was that? 2 months ago, a month ago, something like that. We went to a day to visit a station out there, kind of chat. Place is wild. Let me be honest with you about Greensboro. A little wild for me. You got people driving every which direction, shouting out the window, screeching tires, parking wherever they want. Parking signs don't matter in Greensboro.
Right, that's what I miss about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can, it's
lawless.
It's lawless, clearly.
It's the Wild West out there.
Yeah. But there is, I did see this tweet. And there's a legitimate article, CarolinaJournal.com. Is this a Raleigh publication or is this a, I don't know if this is just all of North Carolina. Don't know. They're talking about Greensboro. Here's the headline. Greensboro facility for unaccompanied minors set to open. And so are we looking here at North Carolina's first facility for undocumented migrant children? Because from the article here, it says it's for children only. There's some certain things in this article.
Right. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So basically, Health and Human Services has leased this facility, and the facility is owned
by the American Hebrew Academy?
By the American Hebrew Academy. Mm. So, interesting combination here in all of this, I would say, given the rhetoric and thing, you know, you hear about anti-Semite things and all this other stuff, right? You hear about all this, but interesting combination going on here. So Health and Human Services in 2022, fairly recently,
right,
began leasing the facility, and now they are ramping up to open this facility, again, for undocumented children. That says that they are starting with 300 beds, but it can accommodate up to 800. That's a lot of undocumented children in one building. 24-hour security. The kids, they say, are not going to be entered into the public school system. So you're talking about a jail? Is that basically what we're talking about for children right now? This is very interesting that there's not more loudness about this. Right. I'm going to be very honest right now. And I don't mean that in the sense of like, I'm not trying to be insensitive to undocumented minor children. I'm not. But this is America. And we have to be willing to have a real conversation of what is the standard for Americans and to become American. Because there's also a lot of people who want to become Americans and have gone through a process to become American. Right. Look at Claudia.
Right.
Claudia Grizik, who's co-host of Today's Real Talk, which airs every Monday from 3 to 4, joined today for some exhilarating conversation.
Yeah.
A couple of points she said she didn't want to talk about today. I said, we're probably going to talk about it today. So that's going to happen. She's from Brazil, and she got her citizenship here, and she's a U.S. citizen. So again, this whole concept of at what point does it become okay for America to be America? But now, and I've wondered, and people have even called in, I've heard callers call into the Sheriff's Show or the Home Ad Show asking, hey, do we have any facilities for these? Are we a sanctuary city anywhere? Does North Carolina have any sanctuary cities? Is Greensboro now technically a sanctuary city with this facility if it comes online? That's my question.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a very interesting article.
It's pretty direct.
And I think what you said is correct, like about why are there not more people screaming about this?
Or at least trying to have a conversation.
Right.
Where's the conversation at?
Yeah, I would expect this to be all over the news, like everywhere, not just in the Carolina Journal, but it's about to be
like,
everywhere.
Like, why can't that be the answer? Is that allowed to be the answer? Like, no thanks?
Yeah.
Is that?
That's.
And look, don't call me an anti-Semite. Jesus was a Jew. I'm all on it. I'm all about it. It's going to come back as it's showing where we're seeing the end times of the world. It's going back to Israel. I get it. But the Hebrew Academy for renting this out to Health and Human, you kind of got a question, like, what is going on right now with all this and all the headlines and stuff you see? It just blurs the lines, I guess, a little bit more. And Senator Tillis has commented, and you know, he's got some quotes in this article. He's concerned. Why aren't we doing more? Like,
why is that the only thing? Yeah, just the concern.
I'm concerned. Good luck.
Yeah, I have no. I'm concerned, and I have no voice in anything that happens.
Exactly.
You know, like that's my quote that I get. I'm concerned, but not somebody who's a senator and can like actually.
What's the plan? So let's say okay for let's say the negotiation comes down to we agree to a short term facility. 800 beds. We'll cap it at 800.
That's a lot of children.
What's the plan with all those children? Because they're undocumented, unaccompanied minors.
Don't you just
release them?
Cut funds and create chaos, right?
Like what was the movie back in the day where they turned New York into a
you
prison?
You always talk about this one. I've never seen it.
Got to send him in to save the president. No, it wasn't Arnold. It was somebody else. But they put like a bomb in his neck. Is that Greensboro soon? You think Greensboro is the city we'll cage in North Carolina?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not too. That's only like an hour and a half away from here. Good morning. Okay, it's 7:33. Happy Monday to you. Got a text. So Jake's Billiards, also great in the borough. Hops Burger Bar. Ever been to Hops?
Love Hops, yes.
Yeah, I heard best burger ever had is the text.
Yes, the owner of that spot, his wife used to coach the girls lacrosse team.
I hope it survives.
It will.
I hope so. They can always come here to Lake Norman if they want to.
Yeah, I think they actually moved up to Maryland a while ago. New management.
Plenty of mouths to feed now being added to Greensboro for 800 children in a facility, not going to school, not leaving, under 24-hour surveillance. And up children, is that up to 18? Is that the same standard?
Because
17 is basically a soldier.
Mm.
Let's be honest about that. Let's continue on with the great news. Boeing had a great weekend.
Boeing
had a strong weekend.
They're having a rough.
Okay, it was funny
day.
At first, right? Like it was funny, like for one door. Oh, a teacher's self landed a teacher's yard. I remember that whole thing going down.
Right.
This is just getting weird now again. How many doors is okay to fall off? Kind of like flies per fruit. You know what I mean? Like you let so many insects on the bugs when they come into the country. How many plane doors can fall off?
Looks like a couple.
Well, we almost have to be, right? Like,
yeah, according to what happened, they had a couple of panels missing when the plane landed.
Uh-huh.
So just a couple.
And then you couple that with the Boeing guy who allegedly committed suicide. Did you see that too?
I did.
The whistleblower?
See that. The guy who was.
I did see that too, yes.
You have like an internal guy who at one point said, hey, wait a second, we should ask some questions.
Right. He was. Wasn't he getting. What's the lawyer talk when he's talking to the other team's lawyers? Boeing's lawyers?
Subpoena? No? I don't know what you're looking for. Sorry. I was thinking of the Sopranos. This is more like Sopranos than anything, is what I feel like.
It does rub a little Soprano. But I think he was talking with giving his interview with the Boeing.
And then we gotta. He gave his testimony. We gotta make him disappear.
Right.
Suspect. Yeah.
A little sus.
A little sus.
A little sus.
A little sus.
A little sus. Yeah. No cap on the sus, huh?
That's right.
Mm.
Like it's a bottle of ketchup.
No cap.
Can I take it to that next level?
Yes. Yeah. Hey kids, here's a new slang.
will I ever fly again?
These planes, right, have been.
Might be buying an RV.
Were built because they needed to rush through, meet some sort of deadline. I'm assuming, what reason would we have for like all of these failures?
I remember the 737 MAX conversation, right? Like it was about a new age plane that could carry people in a particular and more comfortable, blah, blah, bigger, whatever. And it seems like we jumped the gun a little bit on it.
Right.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe this happens and it's just becoming in the headlines.
Possibly.
Because things happen with airplanes
right.
all the time.
Right, but wouldn't you think every time a door or a piece of plane comes off, it would make headlines?
You would hope.
I would think so.
I mean, it depends on is it public or not. You know, because they probably got a lawyer standing by at the gate by the time
That's
you land,
true.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true.
Insurance.
Yeah, Maybe they can get some people to sign NDAs real quick.
You know? That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's genuine.
Ooh, hush money.
Yeah.
A movie I was going to watch over the weekend that I haven't watched yet. Michael Keaton is the star. It's about 9/11 and the lawyer who was charged with like negotiating the settlements with all the families. Mm. Like, how do you put a dollar amount?
Yeah. I started watching that movie. I haven't finished it. Yeah. Yeah, but it's...
Do you think Boeing's going to have a similar type movie sometime soon? Like pretty rough.
Yeah, nobody's died in any of these. I think it's just the emotional damage. And yeah, at what point is it going to be something even bigger where like the wing falls off or something, you know, something.
Well, what really it is like a sign of people cutting corners on things that, you know, aren't necessarily, don't seem to be, and I'm speaking totally out of line.
I love it. I support
things
it.
That don't necessarily seem to be... Make or break for the plane, right? I mean, you lose some panels. If it happens, we'll just pull in, we'll park and...
Stick a poster on there. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Right. I just hope that this is not a microcosm of things that are happening throughout the country. I've worked with some big buildings getting made and some guys pushing through to make some sort of deadline and guys catching heat all over to rush for people who are not even, who are, as soon as it's built, are going to sell it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, big money.
Right. There are a lot of people playing games, and that's what's, to me, most frightening, is that it seems like people may have known about these failures and said, let's push on anyway.
Mm-hmm. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. We'll worry about it later.
So now is it, oh, the panel fell off, they might see the other stuff?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Is that...
Sure. Yeah.
Correct. Well, I'm sure people are on pins and needles. Like, thank God it's just the panel.
Right. The panel's just the outside cover. That's not even the inner workings.
Right.
That's not the inside.
Wherever it fell off mid-flight could have seriously injured somebody too.
Totally. I mean, in theory, killed somebody.
Because this whole article is just about like everybody on the plane was safe. Everybody on the plane was fine. And I was like, well, you can't just have pieces flying off your airplane landing random people's yards.
What about Scruffy who got crushed? Right in the front yard.
Yeah.
Right.
Doing his Sunday morning routine, and there he goes. Last time. Mm-hmm. So. Scruffy has feelings, too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Not feeling anything anymore, though.
Sad, scary. I hope Boeing gets it figured out, because I got flights to catch, and...
So you have no qualms with flying still?
It's definitely a little uneasy feeling.
Are you going to check to make sure it's not a Boeing 737 that's
what I'm
going to...
That's.
I don't think I'm going to do anything if it is. To be honest.
Like, you still just get on it.
I'm just going to get on it.
Yeah, I think I'd be looking at the plane type.
You think they're asking the flight attendant, like, you know, the people that check you in money. At the gate? Before I step on this thing, who's got my check?
Just give it to me now because I know something's going to go down.
Let's preempt this. Yeah. We'll pick a number now while we're all happy. And then that way, whenever something goes down, it's already negotiated.
There's no negotiation.
Does it make you change your mind on flights at all or no?
Still
the safest way to travel. Let's be very clear.
I do agree. It still is the safest way to travel. Much safer than driving in the car. But I don't know. I will be looking to see what kind of plane it is, I think, for the next little bit.
Does it make you want to consider more of like smaller, like, you know, private kind of flying? Like, get into that?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting to create, you know, you can do groups and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to the same spot.
Right.
Cost effective.
Yeah. No, I would much rather do. But Rob, from being in the Army, he flew in the little planes, and he said that's way scarier.
Oh, it is, because the wind actually moves you.
Because you move so much. He said that's way scarier than flying in a big plane. So,
big plane with panels falling off or little plane that can get pushed by the wind?
Little plane that can get pushed
by the wind. That's more scary to you?
No.
Or that's what you choose?
That's what I'd choose.
Okay, that's what you choose.
Which one would you choose?
Probably the little one, because knowing, like, okay, at least the doors aren't falling off. I guess
that's
it goes
what I'm
like
it's like. Pieces of plane aren't falling off midair. And for me, I mean, some people are, whenever there's turbulence and stuff, it doesn't really bother me in a plane. Some
yeah, it's like a roller coaster. Yeah. Whoa.
Some people get more freaked out, but yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I feel also like I've been lied to my whole life, because with these panels falling off, and wasn't there the one where like the door came off?
Yeah.
And like everybody was okay.
Yeah.
I thought that when the door comes off, everyone gets sucked out. That isn't that what the movies make
That's
it seem like?
That's what the movies make you see. I don't know how high up they were. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were.
Wasn't a pressurized cabin?
Maybe it wasn't fully pressurized.
No. Don't they they have to pressurize like as soon as they lock? Like, you know, they lock it at the gate.
You need a pilot to call us real quick.
And then you hear then you see the pouring of the air.
Yeah.
And how can you see that air, by the way?
I don't
what do
know.
They put in that to make you see it?
I don't know.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, I've thought about that.
Why all of a sudden, can you see that air? That makes you like
see air anywhere else.
Yeah, on a plane.
Yeah.
Or like at a Rolling Stones concert. Yeah, like those are your two spots.
I fly a little bit too often to continue these conversations.
You're not interested in this anymore?
No, I'm going to New York next month. I'm
going
to be like,
that's right. Oh, and then you're going to France. It makes you wonder, why can you? This is why I keep my feet on the ground in my house.
I'm going to grab a flight attendant.
Keep it in my domicile.
I need to know. I'm going to get her on video. I need to know, why can I see that?
Think about it, next time you fly. Why can you see that air coming, being pumped into that cabin?
Yeah.
That means there's something in it. That means they put something in that air.
Yeah, they put something in it. I don't know. It's crazy.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah. So no flying for you ever.
I don't mind flying. It's fast. And that's what I like about flying on planes is that you get to where you're going. Driving for days, nah.
You can't do it.
I just can't. I mean, I could, but nah. I'd have to have an RV. I mean, it'd have to be because the kids, they'd have to be able to free roam around.
Right.
Strap them up for, we're even debating going to like the ARC encounter, you know, in Ohio.
Yeah.
I think it's in Ohio. Ohio or Arkansas? Arkansas? Arkansas. Ohio. It's like 6 hours, six and a half hours. Even that, like
that's
piling in the minivan. Because
the
they're strapped up, you know? It's like they got the harness, you know what I mean? It's like, dang!
Yeah.
They have to be stopping every hour.
They still fight with each other all strapped in?
No, they just bicker constantly. It's just our life.
You can't hit each other, I guess.
Siblings. See, and I grew up as an only child. Right. So for me, it's like, I don't know that life.
I know. For Katie, I took her on a 12-hour road trip when she was 5.
Yeah. How'd she do? She did great?
She did great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't have anybody to fight with.
Nope. I've had in the back seat, blanket, pillow when she needs a nap. It's great. We had a good time.
No, yeah. I mean, they enjoy playing with each other. Don't get me wrong. But you put them next to each other in a small cabin, pressurized. For 6 hours? Sheesh.
Yeah. I know. I have 3 sisters. So my dad had this dream that he wanted to go to Niagara Falls. We drove it. Drove the whole thing.
Never again?
No, we did it again the next year.
So you had a great time.
He had a great time. Yep. We did it 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Yep. That's a drive right there.
That's
got to be at least like 12 hours, right?
More than 12.
Really?
Yeah, we stopped in Pennsylvania, I think. And then we stopped one more time when we got to New York.
All right. But compared to flying, I don't know, flying's still shorter. I don't know, panels falling off or something else.
Little plane.
Good morning, Elkan. 7:48. Happy Monday to you. Gonna get a look at the streets at 8:15. We've also got Valerie Brooks coming in. Yeah. She was the florist. Her shop, Expressions Floral Designs, was the official florist of Love is Blind,
correct,
season 6, which took place in Charlotte.
Right.
She's joining us at 8:30 to talk all things beautiful flowers.
All things florals and Love is Blind.
Going to be curious to hear, like, how, you know, it's one thing to have, like, a small, like, kind of event. You know, you find a local florist, you do something. But the scale of, like, thinking of floral arrangements for weddings, and then not to mention weddings on TV.
Right.
Multiple weddings that will be on TV simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot.
They all have to look different, have a different
style.
Yeah.
Wonder what her team's like. Would she just like have these vision boards that
crafts? Yeah, her work is amazing, though. I've been looking at her website this morning. It's unbelievable.
All right. Valerie Brooks, owner and creative director of Expressions Floral Designs. Again, Expression Floral Designs was the official florist of Love is Blind season 6. She'll be in at 8:30 to talk about her work. Been talking about things all across the world this morning.
That's
already.
Right.
One of which, Australia's got some blueberries going on over there. Did you see the size of these blueberries Australia's producing?
Oh, no, I haven't looked at these yet.
Here's the headline. Australian blueberry 70 times larger than normal, NAB's world record for heaviest blueberry.
Wow, that's gigantic.
It's like a pie.
Yeah, it's like the size of their palm, yeah.
Or like an orange, like you just carry it around and bite it and chew it like over time?
I was going to say, how would you eat that? Because blueberries, you just, you know, pop it in your mouth and chew it up. So you have to take a bite out of this one. You couldn't put the whole thing in your mouth. That's crazy.
Kind of walking around like a peach or like a plum or something like that, maybe more like a plum?
Yeah, I guess you have to eat it like that, yeah. Have you ever gone to the county fair where they have like the world's big, like the biggest pumpkin, the biggest, like the, all the vegetables?
No, we talked about the world's biggest frying pan, didn't we? We talked about
that one. Yes, we did talk about that one.
I've actually not been to one of these kind of like destination stops of world's largest.
Yeah.
Does Georgia have the world's largest peach?
Possibly. There's the big peach in Gaffney, though.
Yeah, the Gaffney one.
When you're heading down. Yeah.
But that's just a water tower, or is that a real peach? That's right. It's a water tower. It's a
real peach.
Yeah, no, I thought it was like James and the Giant Peach, like just sitting up there waiting on some
out of it,
glowing caterpillars to fly off with some seagulls or something like that. No, I've not been to one of those destinations. I would go to Australia to see the blueberries. Could you fly to Australia? Could you handle that level of a flight?
I really don't think I'll ever go to Australia because of the flight. It's so long.
Was it 15 hours?
It's got to be.
Pretty close to Fiji. It's like right there.
I would need one of those like pods, you know, first class pods where you could lay down and go to sleep. I don't do well with
cryo
sleep.
State me for 14 hours.
Wake you up in 7 hours.
Grab a DeLorean and get me there faster. I don't know. I'd have to come up with something else that I couldn't.
That's what I always say about my mom. So you ever seen those memes? These like, I'm not rich, but if I was, there would be signs, you know, like those.
Right.
Like at one point it was like you'd have like a flock of chickens or something like that, you know, whatever. I would hire a doctor to put my mom under and then take her on a plane and then like have her wake up like on a random beach in a random island. She would panic.
Yeah.
When she woke up.
But hey, mom, look, we finally got the chance. We finally got the chance to visit Fiji. You know what I mean? We finally got a chance.
Is that how you would get Miss Children?
That's how I would. That's the only way I would get her.
The only way.
Like she would like. We would be like sitting around. Like we'd have to play it up. Like having like a drink around like the kitchen, and also she.
You would have to. You could not tell her in advance. I'm going to drug you to sleep to get you to go to Fiji.
No.
She would panic from.
Totally. It would be a hard no. And then she would be on to me and would not eat anything I put in front of her after that. Like, she would know. Okay. She had to deal with me growing up. Like, she knows how this game works.
Can't get away with anything.
The moment the seed is planted in my brain, it's until it's a full-fledged tree. Yeah. There's no removing it. And, I would do that. And then the game theory is then she'd have to make the choice for the way home. Do you want to be drugged up, mama, or do you just want to fly home?
Yeah. What do you think she'd pick?
She'd be so mad. I don't know.
She
would be so ticked. She'd be ticked.
Now,
Mom, Bill wants to talk to you, Mom.
I tried to tell him.
Told him not to do
it. By the way, it's 7 a.m. in North Carolina right now. Good morning, LKN. Here's my mom.
My mom did not hate flying. She just hated leaving the United States.
Also, one of the things my mom does not want to do either.
She hated,
not interested in that either.
Yeah, gave her a trip for her, their 25th anniversary, gave him a trip to the Bahamas. She's like, I didn't like it at all. Please don't ever send me there again.
Oh my gosh. Won a trip and still said no.
Yeah, she was like, no, thank you.
Now we got Cherry Grove.
Yeah.
It's like, just fine.
It's like, it's about the same. She complained about how expensive everything was when she was out there. That was her biggest.
Your family
complaint.
Went to is it Carolina Beach y'all go to, or where was
Sunset
it?
Sunset Beach.
Sunset Beach, that's the one. Yeah.
And Ocean Isle.
Ocean Isle.
Sunset Beach when I was a kid, and then once we started having kids, then we started going to Ocean Isle. They have bigger houses.
Well, if you watch like any type of like Discovery Channel, what was the ocean one that, or the migrate, like where you could watch all the animals migrate?
Is it Planet Earth?
Planet Earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, the sharks, they all migrate. You see that scene where like on the southern tip of Florida, like 20 feet away from the beach where we're swimming, it's just gaggle, thousands of sharks just going along the coastline. You know, they come up to North Carolina too. Don't, you know, you can just get the same effect here.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to Bahamas or Florida or anywhere.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures from Miami Beach for spring break? Looks like it was getting wild down there.
Was it getting wild?
Despite them asking?
They were trying to,
they're trying to curtail?
Yeah.
So I guess supposedly, too, like Fort Lauderdale got a lot of the overflow from the people from Miami that weren't basically allowed in.
I did see that. I saw Fort Lauderdale was wild.
Inundated.
They had Panama City Beach. They had police on the beach.
I've been to Panama.
At sunset.
Panama City.
Clearing people off the beach too. They're just trying to keep that like party atmosphere,
sure,
from happening.
And is it just?
Are you rude if you go from like, all right, they asked me not to go to Miami, so I'm not.
I'm gonna go to Fort Lauderdale.
I'm polite, but I am gonna go to Fort Lauderdale
right next door
and
get wild.
I am going to party here.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting of like America. Miami has created its own persona. Right? This has been years.
Oh,
this isn't new.
No.
And now all of a sudden they're like, nah. Don't come down here.
It sounded like the article that we read last week was just about spring break. It wasn't saying for all time. Right. They're just trying to keep the, I think it's specifically the underaged kids.
Sure.
That shouldn't be drinking, you know, under 21 that are going down for spring break that are right. getting too wild.
This is where timelines are funny because the stories on my timeline related to spring break had to do with the Haitian militia that's going to be coming in via ocean and they wanted to keep people safe.
So spring break over here.
So, okay. So go to
Florida. A couple ways to control that narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. Both sides of the aisle getting work in right now. You know, that's what that is. I've never been to Miami though, so I can't say.
You've never been to Miami?
I've only seen it on TRL.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
genuinely, I've never been there.
It's a wild. Well, so Rob and I went for our honeymoon. Went to the Keys, but we flew in the day after the Super Bowl was in Miami. We flew in and
oh, there was a lot of remnant there. Then,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was wild. Sheesh. We had a really, really good time.
Okay.
My Spanish improved as the night went on. At least I felt like it did.
Nice.
So, but we had a really good time. We stayed out late. Like Miami goes all night, like Vegas or New York or something like that.
So. Like they don't have like 2 a.m. Like that's
no,
not
there's
a
no
thing.
2 a.m. No, yeah. No, doesn't exist there. So,
but they're based on
really
tourism. So,
yeah, but it was a party. I mean, it was a big party when we were there. And I think maybe you know the Super Bowl had just ended, so that's probably a part of it. But we had a great time. And then I've been a couple more times for work, so it hasn't been as much of a party. But I didn't feel like. I don't know. I didn't feel this like insane party vibe though either when I was there, but maybe it's just what I was
doing.
Well,
spring break probably has
spring
its own
break
level.
Has yeah, brings it.
Could you imagine just being a family out like on a Friday in Fort Lauderdale? Like, what the heck is going on? What yeah. Why are all these people here all of a sudden?
Dad knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to live under a rock to know where to go for spring break.
To not go for
spring break.
To not know where people are going.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I live under that rock.
Even you know, don't go to Fort Lauderdale for spring break.
Fort Lauderdale?
I mean, I feel like any of those, if you're on
South Beach,
the coast,
in those yeah. South Florida beaches,
you are
subject
at
to
risk.
Yeah. 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 Even like
we
Naples.
Are coming.
It's
I mean,
wild.
Heck, we went to Cherry Grove. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Well, they wanted you to. They were renting places. That's what I'm saying. For Miami being a destination, there's a lot of rentals out there,
yeah.
Sure. I'd imagine. Mm. So, why all of a sudden, what's the real reason why they didn't want the people coming?
Maybe they just wanted to appear like they didn't want the people to come.
Oh, like a market, like Wendy's.
Like Wendy's.
Fresh, correct. Never frozen.
Yeah. Just like
AI
Wendy's.
Pricing.
Correct.
Yeah. We're not going to let you in for spring break.
But we are giving rentals up for a dollar. But don't come.
But you're not allowed to be here.
But please don't come.
Right. There are no buy one, get one free specials happening right now.
No.
Right.
No.
Mm. Well, maybe they got these Australian blueberries. Maybe that's their problem.
Those were some big blueberries.
Those are some massive blueberries.
I had the picture up a moment ago.
Somebody, I know, I saw.
But if somebody called and said, 2 free tickets for you to go to Australia, all expenses paid, I'd be like, can I trade it in for something else? No, thank you.
Is it a Boeing plane?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a 737?
Yeah.
Because isn't the 737 the one that's designed to go over the ocean?
Yeah.
That's what it's for, right?
Yeah. So then I have to ask that qualifying
question.
I'm
pretty sure most
well.
Of the planes are designed
to stay in the air.
To go over.
No, they're not all designed to go that far, though. Isn't that right?
Right.
Yeah, certain plane sizes.
Yeah.
I think any regular plane, like commercial aircraft you get on, though, surely they can go at least a hop over the pond, right, from Charlotte, if they're fully fueled. Are we skimping on fuel these days, too?
I don't know.
Where are we at with that in the Brazil?
Yeah, I don't
we gotta
know.
Cut weight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Isn't that always funny about, like, the baggage? Like you have to pay more? Like, what, if I pay more, the plane can handle more? Is that the whole
that's,
point of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because, yeah, if my carry-on's too big, then
right.
I have to pay to... Yeah.
And if you have a carry-on, well, you don't even have to pay. If you have a carry-on and then it won't fit, they just let you stick it in underneath.
Oh, yeah. But if you have, if your suitcase is overweight,
yeah.
Yes, you just pay extra.
Right.
For
but
it.
That's not like, but the whole concept of like the weight, like what are you buying?
Gas.
Sure. Or penalties for the licenses. Is that what we're doing now?
I mean. Just an opportunity to...
There's a lot of things going on in the world right now that I just have some questions about, I feel like.
I can
like.
Tell.
Yeah.
Me too, bud.
Q&A day.
I need more coffee. That's what I'm going to do. We got Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs coming in at 8:30. She was the official florist for Love is Blind, season 6 out of Charlotte. One of the most ratchet seasons I've ever seen. Good morning, OKN. 8:06. Happy Monday to you. Day after St. Paddy's Day. Did you text 20 people yesterday and just tell them Happy St. Patty's Day?
I didn't. Only person I texted was my friend Amy because it was her birthday yesterday.
So what are you going to do with St. Patty's Day?
No. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday.
Oh, and by the way, and happy birthday.
It was happy birthday first, I think.
Okay.
And then a heart and then a clover, a green clover emoji to recognize St. Patrick's Day.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
So definitely not one of the holidays where you text a bunch of people just, you know, reminding them that you're
Did you text a bunch of people?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Nobody?
I don't know if I told anybody Happy St. Patrick's. Maybe the kids? Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I said Happy St. Patrick's.
Do y'all do leprechaun stuff at your house? No.
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 You don't want me. You want to go down that route right now?
No, okay, no. Right. I think we've had parts of
like
this conversation.
Like Elf on the Shelf. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
No.
We can talk about that.
Well, I mean, I grew up the same way. So we had Santa, but.
Sure. It's a great story.
But.
National holidays.
Yeah.
Awkward Moments Day. Right there. Great example. Tell a child about the real origin of Elf on the Shelf.
Awkward moments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrate.
Just see what happens. Tell them the origin story.
Make a child cry day.
Be honest with your children day. National Biodiesel Day.
Well, that's the thing.
So biodiesel, is that's you can drive a car with that? There is... I think farm equipment can use some biodiesel, right? There's farm equipment out there that uses biodiesel.
Sure.
We should have brought some farmers on to talk about this a little bit more.
Should have called one first.
Bio, because I thought that was like what was going to be the new thing. Like everyone at one point was like, diesel. Diesel's the way to go. And then hydrogen came around then at that or something came around at that point, right?
Mm. This says if you let them know that today's National Biodiesel Day, you'll impress your colleagues with your mad gas knowledge.
Straight up.
Yeah.
No cap.
There you go.
Yeah. Trucks, tractors, boats, all that stuff use biodiesel.
Biodiesel.
Correct.
Which is made from?
Biodiesel ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah. We should grow some more of that. Act Happy Day. Fake it till you make it,
That's
baby.
It. That's it. That's every day for me.
No.
No, I don't have to act happy. Every
wait,
day.
Let's no. Wait.
But fake it till I make it, yes.
Yeah, that's
every day.
That's moment to moment.
That's every day for me.
Clean Monday.
Oh.
Let's fly our kites high up in the sky as we welcome Lent. Oh, is that today?
Well, Lent's been going on.
I thought that's already happened.
Yeah, it is the season of Lent, so I don't know.
Fly kite. It's just words of encouragement for those who are participating, who observe.
Maybe that's what.
Go outside, fly a kite. It'll take your mind off the fact you can't eat chocolate cake.
There you go.
Forgive Mom and Dad Day. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Katie, forgive me for whatever awkward thing.
For embarrassing, for the awkward moment thing that you did
to
her.
Sure, yes. I've celebrated awkward moment days very often.
I'll just tell my kids they can get over it. Global Recycling Day. Let's recycle the world.
Okay.
How would that happen?
Kind
of run it back, like recycle, like it was a hit. Let's make it a hit again.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Yeah, like a remix.
Yeah, or like a remake.
Remake. Yeah.
Like Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. What is that?
You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh.
They made
that's a remake.
More than one?
Yeah. Yeah. They remade it. They recycled it.
Okay.
As the kids say, Green Monday Cypress. Auspicious period of Lent by a lot of Lent stuff going on. Is it something I missed on that? National Sloppy Joe Day.
All right.
Now we're talking. Is that, that's not phys ed. That's going to be.
It is phys ed.
Is that where the Sloppy Joes were at? Phys
yep.
ed?
Yep.
Go by phys ed if you're in the high country.
Yeah.
Sheesh. National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. What's Lacey? Lacey Oatmeal Cookies.
I don't know what that is.
Lace like? Do they have lace inside, like the fabric?
Tasty, crispy, chewy, addictive. Are they those no-bake oatmeal cookies? Because I love those things.
The no-bake oatmeal cookies?
You ever had those? It's like
just
chocolate oatmeal. No. It's chocolate and oatmeal and peanut butter. Mm. And you put it on a tray and you put it in the fridge and it hardens.
You have my attention.
We can do that right now. We have a fridge.
They're very good.
Let's try that. That's not bad. They do not contain whole oat grains. So if you're not a fan of oat textures but love the flavor... The Lacey oatmeal cookie is the best way to enjoy them. So I think that's what it has to do with is the ingredients, I'm assuming. I don't know if Lacey was a particular person who discovered that. National Supreme Sacrifice Day. Minute of silence for those who have sacrificed their lives. That we can definitely do. I can't do a whole minute of that on the radio right now.
No, we can't do that.
But definitely know throughout the day.
Goddess of Fertility Day. I noticed you went over that one.
I did skip that one. I saw that one.
Takes place on March 18th every year. Revolves around the ancient tradition of certain gods endowing humans with the gift of procreation.
Yeah, a bunch of hocus pocus. And it wouldn't work for me anyway. I've been
Could also be used so. For, well, give it a try.
No, don't you worry.
My man. Including animals and plants. So even if you are...
Sure, look at the seahorses.
Yep.
Look at the stingray. Look at the stingray. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. Or
stingray
shark.
Hadn't had her baby yet.
Hmm. I wonder if she really will.
I don't know. I think it was
funny
all hopes.
Funny how headlines change like that. Adam Levine's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
You think he'll call into Home Ad Show?
I think he will.
I doubt it.
Is that because he's busy or?
Yeah, I think he's going to call because he needs some people to come to his party.
That's it.
Would you go to Adam Levine's party? Isn't he into like some weird stuff now?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go to
What's he doing now?
It's kind of controversial.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Even for the Home Ad crowd.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
He got caught sliding into some DMs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What y'all doing checking on people's DMs like that? Y'all know better than that. Come on now. You can't be checking.
I'm not doing it.
You can't be checking on nobody's DMs like that.
Yeah. He said some inappropriate things in some girls' DMs and forgot the screenshot was something that they could do.
Does exist. Yeah.
Does exist. Yeah.
That sounds sketch.
Yeah.
Controversial indeed. Yeah. Who did he play for? Oh, Maroon 5. Does he still play for Maroon 5?
Oh, yeah.
I think
they're touring right now, aren't they?
Are they?
They were fairly recently at night.
They might be.
Oh, I thought you said only at night. That's what I thought you said only at night. Okay.
At night, yeah.
Yeah. No, nobody needs no daytime shows. This is a work day.
Oh, I would love a daytime show, like a 2 p.m. show, 4 p.m. show. Oh, that'd be great.
On a Monday.
Monday.
Well, that was like after COVID, whenever Time Warner Cable Arena was starting to, or Spectrum Center now, right? It's not Time
Spectrum,
Warner.
Yeah.
They started bringing shows back. And we go and see a couple of them, and they're like, yeah, Tuesday night, Thursday night. I'm like, what happened to Saturday? Like, what happened to Friday and Saturday night concerts?
Oh, yeah. No, they do the weeknight concerts. I don't like that. I need like a Wednesday at 4 p.m.
But a weekday, that might work.
On a weekday. I would love that on a weekday, a 4 p.m. concert.
Two might be a little early.
Two's too early, but four would be great.
Four could play.
Done by 9. Get home.
Because you go to dinner after the fact, maybe.
Yeah, you could go to
the
dinner
show four, mm-hmm. 6 to 7. Go after home
or
by 9.
You could do some little drinks and appetizers before. Go your
little
home.
Snackles after.
Yeah, a little snack after on the way home.
A little frosty.
We're solving problems. Come on, guys. Spectrum. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock shows might play here. Transit driver appreciation day.
What is a transit driver?
Like a bus driver.
Bus driver.
Yeah, they call it transit.
Transit.
So Jeff.
Jeff, I do appreciate Jeff.
We're gonna say we're gonna remind Jeff of that. Speaking of Jeff, we're gonna have iCats, rideicats.com. Jeff's a driver for them. He's gonna call in at 8:15, give us a look at the street, see what's going on. If you just got in the car right now, you might be wondering, hey, what's happening? Why is there traffic? Or it could just be a normal everyday thing. Hey, there's traffic again. Mm-hmm. We'll find out if there's any variables in that whatsoever. Jeff's gonna call in. We've also got Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs. She's the owner and creative director. If you hadn't heard of Expressions Floral Designs, well, they were the official florist of Love is Blind this past season, season 6, mm-hmm. which took place here in Charlotte. So she's going to be in person, in studio at 8:30. Looking forward. I checked out her Instagram. We're talking about some of the most beautiful setups.
Mind-blowing, yes.
Florally that you could ever have. So we'll get a chat with her, see what's going on, see what went into her mindset, mm-hmm. see how she thinks through it. Maybe she can help us design something. Maybe like there's tricks that we can learn. We'll
That'd
find
be great.
Out. Come back. Good morning. Okay, and 8:18 on this Monday. My gosh. And at the 8 o'clock hour, usually gets a little crazier on the streets. Let's find out. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff each morning. Jeff, good morning. How are the streets looking?
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound through heavy congestion in the Huntersville area from exits 25 and 23. There's slowdowns. And as you're going south into Charlotte, past 85, there's slowdowns going into the city. 77 northbound, get up around exit 23 in Huntersville, some slowdowns there and heavy congestion going all the way up to Cornelius. Secondary roads in Statesville, Lordsville, I've not heard of any problems this morning. So if you're headed to Charlotte, just leave a little extra time and leave a little extra room. You will experience a slowdown.
All right, pack them patient pants is what Jeff's trying to tell you. Jeff, we appreciate you. Happy Monday to you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
You too. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Tomorrow's Tuesday. ICATS goes to the VA in Salisbury. So if you've got appointments at the VA, you probably want to change it to Tuesday because only for a dollar, they pick you up at your door and then a dollar, they bring you home. Pretty killer deal. This weekend, past weekend, plenty of sports, mostly basketball. March Madness, Selection Sunday, I believe took place last night. And Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, joins us right now to have a little chitty chatter. Joe, what'd you think about all the tournaments, kind of how everything landed, and then the selections?
Well, I'm actually very surprised by some things that took place in the championship games, namely NC State winning the ACC tournament. I don't know how many people saw them as a legitimate contender going into that tournament, but they win the ACC and they punch their ticket to the tournament.
Some people made some bets on that and said that, State was going to win. A little bit of feedback there, Joe, whatever you just played with. And did you put any money down? DraftKings, FanDuel, any of the such?
I did not. I have not ventured into the sports betting realm just yet.
Okay, nothing.
I know it's legal now, but...
It definitely is legal now. It definitely is. Hey, turn that monitor speaker down in there, Joe. Hey, Mames. How's it going? Good. Just working through Studio A right now because I can hear myself whenever I talk. Joe, so Wolfpack wins the ACC champions. UConn came out as, isn't there multiple number ones, but UConn is, are they the favored for the entire March Madness bracket right now, basically?
Yes. So UConn is the overall number one seed. They have been determined to be the best. Now, I was watching the ESPN show, and they were doing a good job of explaining how the committee comes up with everything, and what they do is they actually go to the number one overall seed and they say, which part of the bracket do you want to play in? Do you want to play in the north, south, east, west? And then they go to the next number one and so on and so on and let them choose their location. So UConn got the very first selection in that.
And do you agree with UConn being the number one? Let me start with that.
You know, I do. They won it all last year. They've had a really good year this year. They had one slip-up earlier, and, you know, I don't like that they were dropped below Purdue. I thought that was a little harsh, but they ended up getting back in front, and now they're the number one overall seed. So I think they're going to go far. I just don't know if we're going to see a number one seed win it all this year.
Chapel Hill, do they have any chance of winning the tournament after being brutalized and demoralized by NC State?
They do. I mean, they drew a one seed, so they are very much in contention here. I didn't think they were going to get the one seed, so I'm a little surprised in that, but definitely being the one seed means you're going to have an easier path.
Do you think that they got the one seed due to corruption?
No. I think they had a really good performance in the ACC tournament. Yeah, they didn't win it, but they made it all the way to the finals and put up a good fight.
Did I already ask you who you got winning the whole thing yet?
You did not ask me that.
Who you got winning the whole thing?
It's tough.
Get ready to short, people. Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to go off the board. I am. I'm going to go with Iowa State to win the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Very off the board.
Very. Cool.
Very off the board.
I like it.
What seed are they?
We don't need to discuss that.
They might be like a two seed.
We don't need to go into where they're bracketed. Then you're gonna make fun of me and you're gonna say
nobody's
No.
I don't make fun of people. I don't do that. That's not my thing. You like when I make fun of people?
No, I don't do that. I don't like it when you do that.
I do
like Joe's pick though.
Oh, you like Joe's pick?
Yeah. Made me wake up a little bit.
I could just Google like what seed they are. Joe, do you want to just save me the Google or?
Yeah, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, and I didn't memorize the bracket.
That's how low they are. No, they're like a two seed and probably like the
Midwest.
They're
either a two or three seed. Yeah. They're a pretty good seed. I don't like picking.
Did they win the Big 12 yesterday?
See, I didn't have my eyes on the Big 12.
Okay.
I had my eyes on
NASCAR.
That's it.
But real quick, so what's your base for Iowa State? What's the vibe you're getting from them that makes you say they're going all the way? Just a gut feeling?
So I've been watching this this analyst go over college basketball, and I don't know, maybe Bill, maybe you're familiar with this, but there's a thing that has been discovered called the Triangle of Excellence. And Iowa State is firmly within that. I'm sorry, the trapezoid of excellence. It's a trapezoid.
I love this.
It's hocus pocus.
Yeah, and Iowa State is firmly within that trapezoid. So I was going to pick a team from that trapezoid and also pick somebody who wasn't a one seed because I don't feel like one seeds generally are a good pick.
I love it, Joe. I'm with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Trying my best.
All right, let's talk about NASCAR.
Oh, man.
How about your boy?
How about him?
Mamie, did you watch that race?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It was one of the greatest races of all time. Most lead changes in a short track race in NASCAR history. Nobody could drive more than 50 laps without their tires exploding. Mm. I mean, it was an awesome race. What more could you want?
Sounds like a good time.
Well, you know what I'm excited for? Obviously, emails have finally gone through. And I'm assuming Denny started going to see the optometrist that I had recommended because, you know, last season, for whatever reason, he couldn't keep a line. He just couldn't. He could not run a championship line. It's seeming like it's possible. He's not too old yet.
He's not. And
he doesn't need new eyeballs.
The experience definitely helped him there.
With age comes wisdom.
The top three are former champ, well, except for Denny. Denny's not. He's won plenty of races, though. Truex, Keselowski, second and third.
But no championships.
Yeah, you're right. And they were the three that were able to figure out how to drive the car on this specific day to where the tires did not explode. I mean, it was weird because the very first part of the race, there were people that were able to drive themselves to the front if they wanted to, and then all of a sudden, it was like you hit a wall and you couldn't go anymore. And it was pretty evident when Kyle Busch drove himself up to second and then spun out five laps later because his tires were done. Hamlin, Truex, Keselowski were able to use all those years of experience that they have to save tire, continue to make good pace. And look, only five cars finished this race on the lead lap. So you really needed to know how to save tires. And we didn't know that was what the race was going to be. So once they figured that out, they were able to save tires the best, and Denny Hamlin came out on top.
Do you think it was a race win for Denny because of the fast pace of the track? Like, do you think the track is what affected it, or did he just have a good day?
In a way, this was a throwaway race because I don't think we're ever going to have another Bristol race like this. So it was just the fact that he was able to figure it out first and be the fastest at it. Now, Truex, he had a fast car too, but in his post-race interview when they talked to him, he said that because he had to catch Hamlin from so far back on that final run, by the time he got up to him, the tire was gone and it was down to the cords. So Hamlin was just able to pace himself, be as disciplined as possible, and keep the tires underneath his car.
Was it Larson you had winning the cup this year? Is that who?
I have the 8 car of Kyle Busch winning.
You got Kyle Busch, that's right.
Yes.
And how's that feeling?
You know, I'm still okay with it. Like I said, we're not going to have another Bristol race like this, hopefully, to where nobody can finish. He had a rough race. He had a rough race at Phoenix, but, you know, moving on in the schedule now, I like his chances of getting a win and making a firm impression on these playoff points going through the season.
And where are we off to next? Now after this week, so we had
state
the Food
championship
City
basketball.
500.
Yeah, now we just worry about the basketball tournament.
So we're not
no
even
no more NASCAR. It's done. The season's over.
That's well, we both know that's not true.
Next week we go to.
You ever been to Austin, Texas?
I have not. I would like to go to Circuit of the Americas, but I think I would rather go see a Formula One race there.
Now we're talking.
Who's
your both?
Who's your Formula One guy, Joe?
Anybody but who wins every week.
Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix this coming Sunday. Does it get convoluted now with basketball starting? Does everything take a back seat to the tournament that's starting up this week?
Not really, because there are no tournament games on Sundays. Mm. So NASCAR will still be able to shine. Baseball is about to be starting back up, so that's going to be pretty much every day, and you know, we still got Charlotte FC going on.
Charlotte FC definitely have me. And something that I don't know if you shed enough light on, and maybe it's because they kind of ban you on Facebook every time you talk about a PGA. What's up with your lack of talking about PGA these days?
I don't want to get in trouble, number one. And number two, we really got to get that weather to be a little warmer. Let's get through tournament time, get to the Masters, and then we'll be deep into PGA season.
Joe Berg, post-Masters only PGA discussion. We appreciate that. Real quick, you know how much time you got. Charlotte FC, what you got for me?
Charlotte FC, tough game, 2-1 loss against Nashville on Saturday.
Any hope still for playoffs?
Absolutely. As you love to say, it's still early.
It's early. Shout out to the Carolina Panthers. It's still early, baby. Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Valerie Brooks, Expressions Floral Designs, up next. Thanks, Joe. Good morning, okay, at 8:33 on this Monday. Excited now. Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs joins us in studio. Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Thank you for venturing here to the studio, to the lake, and you brought these beautiful
flowers with you. Thank you.
Arrangement? Is that the proper term I should
use? Yes, a centerpiece arrangement.
A centerpiece arrangement. Okay, I'm going to ask you the hard questions to start off. We're going to get the hard ones out of the way. What's your favorite flower?
I actually love all flowers. My favorite, I would say, is the orchid. Okay. I love...
That's a hard flower to keep, isn't it? Aren't orchids really hard to keep? That's like the one, like you can buy the one, right? Like, and it's...
So everyone knows the Phalaenopsis, but there's like tons of varieties of orchids. And I really just love them all, but they're not that hard to keep. And actually, as a cut flower, they will last at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
How many flowers have you cut in your life?
I can't even imagine. We've had weddings that have had 10,000 flowers. So we've cut many.
Do you have like fields of flowers you just go out and pick your own and cut your own, or do you have to source all these like from different vendors and all that?
Growers? It's funny you ask that because everyone assumes because I do flowers, I can grow flowers and I cannot. I kill flowers. I can't even grow a potted plant. So yes, everything's sourced from South America, Europe, Africa, from all over, depending on the flower.
All right, let's go to the beginning. When did you know that you wanted to do this?
It started as a dream when I was 22 years old. I had a dream that I wanted to do flowers. I woke up the next morning and I said, "Mom, I'm going to go do flowers." And she was like, "No, you're not."
What were you doing at the time?
I was in school to be a veterinarian.
Okay.
And I had no experience with flowers. I don't even know where it came from. It literally came in a dream. And from there, it's something that I kind of stuck with throughout school, self-taught. And here we are today.
What's been like some of your fun moments? Obviously, we'll get to the show, which you did the floral arrangements for Love is Blind, season 6 in particular, that was here in Charlotte.
Yes.
Looking forward to hearing that story. But before that, what's been some of your like fun moments that you recall like throughout the journey?
Our larger installations we do. So the neat fact about my team, they're all creatives, all art students. So either they can paint, they can sculpt. I come from a background in the arts. So I did ballet, I did piano, I know how to paint, like pretty much dabbled in a lot of stuff in the arts. But I like the approach more creatively. So a lot of our designs, like when we do weddings and when we do fun, neat stuff, it's more of a creative approach. And that's what I like. I like being able to pull different like art elements and playing with the color with flowers to create stuff.
Have you ever like done like a painting with flowers? You know, like made it like something cool, like that, like it's a person, but it's with flowers? I'm just making that up as I'm going right now, by the way.
No, but I will tell you, we're currently finishing up an 8-foot bear that we've made from moss. Trying to think of some of the other bigger stuff we've done.
Can you say where that's going to be at? Like where that bear is going to go? If you're not allowed to say, don't say.
Well, but it's going to be at the Babe Cave, which is opening soon.
Okay.
That's one of the installations that we've done for them, which I would say is one of my fun ones that I've done, because it's just different. We've done a 5-foot tennis shoe. That we did for a sneaker ball. Yes, and all flowers. And my team, we built it basically from insulation foam and kind of made the shoe from there.
So that's pretty customized. Like that yes. I assume that came from like a request or some creative meeting or something like that. Yes. Like, yeah, that would take a process.
No, it was a process. And it took about 2 months with building it because we didn't build from a frame. We actually built it from the boards, paper mache, and step by step. And then we added the flowers last.
Does Expressions, because that's big time. I mean, you're big time now. You're doing big things. Does Expressions still make, if like, let's say I need Valentine's Day, I needed a dozen roses. Could I have come by Expressions and got that? Or no, is that at a different level now?
Valentine's Day was crazy.
I could imagine.
We did probably about 100 and some flower arrangements.
Wow.
We did from your smaller arrangements to the big luxe bouquets with 100 roses. So we still do stuff, but I like to say it's more boutique flowers just because of the flowers that we prefer to design with, which is not your typical flowers, but a lot of it is stuff we would have to import in.
And I'm rude. I just keep talking and don't let Mamie say anything. I'm so sorry, Mames. I apologize.
No, I would love some tips if you have any tips real quick about arranging flowers if somebody wanted to do it themselves.
Yes, and so I will tell you the flowers that I bought today are grocery store flowers.
Yes.
And a lot of times I do get from people, how do you care for the flowers? Because a lot of times, and I will tell you, anything with flowers when they ship, they're usually shipping for about a week, 3 to 5 days.
Depending. Like in the truck for a week kind of thing? Is that what you mean by shipping for a week? Like,
in the box, no water.
Like the transit time is like yes. a week. Dang.
So they're already out of water. When we get them in the studio, we do cut them. We have some tools and some solutions we use to quickly hydrate them. But I always tell people with grocery store flowers, still kind of the same thing because a lot of the flowers are in a bucket together. So people are constantly pulling it in and out, in and out. So most of the time they're not in water mm-hmm. all the time. So sometimes just being able to know which ones are a little bit more firmer by touching the head of the rose and like squeezing it.
If that's a trick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if it's mushy, that means they're old and they have been out of water a long time.
These are not mushy. No. But these aren't roses, right?
Those are spray roses.
These are spray roses.
Yes.
It does not feel squishy. It feels good.
No, it's supposed to because that means it has more life. And look at like if they're browning, how many flowers were in the bucket? Because if it's a lot in there and you can see they're all pulled mm-hmm. apart, then I would look at a different bucket.
Okay.
But when you get them home, always cut them on an angle. Use the flower food because the flower food kills off the bacteria. It Ooh. Helps them to last longer and change the water 2 to 3 days.
What are you finding like from the trend side of flowers right now? Because my wife loves, like that's one of her favorite things to do is go to the grocery. She'll get like, she'll go to Publix. She'll see the nice little vase mm-hmm. that's reasonably priced. Get somebody this for their mm-hmm. whatever gathering we're going to. What is some trends you're seeing on colors, arrangements, anything like that that maybe is something maybe people we don't know about yet that you have the insight on that we should present to our friends?
So I will say going to the grocery store, you're limited in variety.
Sure.
Because a lot of times you'll see more of like the mums and stuff like that. And you don't get to see all of the neat colors that flowers truly come into. Roses come in tons of colors. Right now, one of the colors of the year is the coral.
Coral?
Yeah, like the peachy.
I haven't had
a lot of weddings come through with that peachy coral color. I've had a few, but not as many for it to be the color of the year. But definitely, I always suggest going to florists just because there's different flowers. A little bit more love is given.
Professionals.
Not that the grocery store doesn't give love, but if you're looking for unique, different flowers, I definitely was sourced that way.
Well, because it's the baker, right, that comes behind the counter that hands me the cake that then goes picks the flowers.
Yes.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm okay with them focusing on the cake and then finding a professional for the flowers. There's nothing wrong with
that. Right, because that's their specialty. But always source locally also. So right now you'll see like Trader Joe's and some of the other places that do buy from local farmers. You're about to get some really neat spring flowers that are coming. So definitely I would take advantage of that, too, because we're moving into that.
How many weddings do you do a year?
So we do about 130.
You are crazy.
Yeah. No, wow. I sometimes think I'm crazy too.
130, that's like two weddings a week.
I was going to say that's more than one a week. Yeah.
It's definitely, we've had weekends where we've had five. This past weekend, we didn't have any, but then next weekend, we have two events.
We did it also feel weird this weekend to not have any? Like, were you like sitting around like,
a little bit
jittery almost? Like,
yeah, a little bit. But then my team was thankful.
Yeah.
And we had just came back from New Orleans. So our wedding the week before was there.
Oh, so you traveled that far for? Mm-hmm.
Our furthest wedding was Oregon. We did a 1,000-person wedding. We stayed there for about a week.
It was Oregon. Intense.
No, 1,000 people is what you need to focus on.
I just know most, Oregon's enough for me. God.
Most weddings don't even have 1,000 guests.
No.
Yeah.
And we had like 40 at our wedding.
Yeah.
Or maybe 200 max, yeah. But 1,000. Yeah. And she had every bit of 1,000 guests that showed up.
And so do you attend a lot of the events, or do you go to all the events too that your team does?
No.
Or you try to limit? Because being at five places at once seems almost impossible.
As far as for me, most of our larger weddings, I'm there. My team is all very proficient in doing the larger installations, so I don't really have to be at all the weddings. I do know some of our clients do request that I am there, which, of course, I do love to be there. My team doesn't let me touch stuff all the time, so it's not as fun.
We're the two peas in a pod. They don't let me touch anything out here either. Are you kidding me? This all making sense right now.
Yeah, I hate it. But that also shows something as a teacher for me, because all of my students, again, all of my team is art students. So it's not like they said, oh, I want to be a florist today. They came because flowers seem fun, but they didn't know anything about it. So, I mean, it's nice seeing them grow and being able to do like the scaling installations and all of the bigger stuff.
It's definitely creative, and it's definitely probably never a same day twice kind of a situation, if I had to guess. Wow. We're talking with Valerie Brooks, owner and creative director of Expressions Floral Designs, expressionsfloraldesigns.com. Coming back. Can we talk a little bit about Love is Blind when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48 on this Monday. Hope you're having a great one. We're hanging out with Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs, expressionsfloraldesigns.com. You've also probably seen her work if you've watched Love is Blind Season 6, which was filmed here in Charlotte.
Yes.
Valerie, I am very curious. How did that come about? Did you apply for it? Did they seek you out? What was the start of that relationship?
They actually seeked me out. They had actually sent me 3 emails. I'm not the best with emails sometimes. And it wasn't until the last email when, you know, they had mentioned we're reaching out one more time to see if you would be interested in this opportunity. And I was like, yeah. And I did a Google search through my Gmail to see, but it had kept getting bumped down. So I didn't see it the first time, but we definitely jumped on the opportunity. I will say it came at a time when we did have a lot going on.
Sure.
It was right after the 1,000-person wedding that we came back that Monday, and we went right into the show, to be honest with you. When they reached out, it started with 5 weddings. And then depending on how the show went, you know, the weddings trickled down. And even the week before, we were still looking at 3 weddings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't until, like, I had already put the order in, and they finally said, no, it's going to be 2. And even with the 2 weddings, they was like, it may change, it may not. So it was kind of the waiting fence.
You had to, like, be, like, prepared for multiple scenarios.
Yes. Now, if it had been 5 weddings, I don't know if we could have did it, because it was a lot. It was definitely a lot with each of the weddings. The weddings were completely different looks.
Well, and for TV, I would imagine like it's not like your basic wedding package. I would imagine even if it's however many people, call it 50 people or 100 people at a wedding, it's probably a pretty mondo package if I had to guess.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. We did get there very early in the morning, so we were there before any of the team arrived. So we would get there about 7:30. And then the rest of the filming crew came about maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock. But then when they arrived, then they would look around to see, oh, we're going to put the camera here, camera there. And then it was like, well, can you create something to go here? So it wasn't the same as a wedding where, you know, we're going to do this down the aisle. We're going to do the big structure at the front. It was more of, can you fix something to hide this camera? Oh, yeah. We need to hide this over here. So
we need you to do this job for us of technical behind-the-scenes camera recording.
Yes, and it was like we had to be flexible. Yeah. Luckily, we did design with a mix of fresh and silk flowers. So we had extra stuff that we could create on site. Again, the team's really good with being quick, thinking fast, because you have to, even with weddings, you really have to. Just in case, for whatever reason, if something breaks or, you know, just being able to be flexible.
So then creatively, did they give you like a potential design, like color or whatever, and you, your team, like made them? Or did you guys do like, okay, here's five different examples we can use, and you gave that to them and said, here's what we got?
Well, I know when they reached out, they definitely wanted us to do something big.
Sure.
And one of the things they did notice about our work was that it was more creative and a little bit more unique. So she did give me free rein to do that.
Do you like that better? Or do you like them giving you more of a direction personally? Like, what do you prefer?
I prefer, of course, give me direction because it's your wedding. But don't put me in a box, per se. Because when you're in a box, you don't have that creativity to go a little further or to do something that maybe everyone else has not had. So just that flexibility, like if a new structure comes in or a new flower color, because sometimes, you know, there's new roses that come out that not everyone sees all the time, sometimes a little more expensive, but just having that flexibility to add in different flowers and stuff. So they gave us kind of an idea, like one of the weddings we knew was going to be the green and white look. And then we knew the other one was going to be more of like the pastel colors, which was fun because you don't see it. And it's really interesting because the colors was the coral, well, that peachy coral, the blue, and like a light pink. And then looking at the color that it says for the year, like we actually went the peachier route versus going the pink. So I thought that was pretty.
Did you watch Love is Blind prior to the season? Do you know that show?
I don't. I tried to watch it before, and it was the first few seasons was a little hard to get into, but I would fast forward. Once I knew we were doing the flowers, I would fast forward to the weddings, to see the weddings, but it was harder. But I will say this season I did watch and kind of took in some of the drama and everything else that was
pretty ratchet, huh? It was a pretty wild show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why Charlotte all of a sudden was crazy compared to every other season for whatever reason. Was it your flowers that made him crazy? Be honest.
No, it was not.
You put him to another level, didn't you?
It was interesting, though. It was definitely, even seeing how they film and with reality TV, how they still have to kind of go over stuff a little bit.
Sure.
Whereas you think that it's just filmed. Right.
Oh, so they would retake it like this part again, at the wedding. So the day of filming there, what do you have any behind the scenes?
We were there the whole time because if it was a no, then we had to be available to, you know, clean up right after it. Mm-hmm. And then if it was a yes, then we also still had to be available to move it to the reception space because stuff was being cross-used. So it was a long day.
That sounds like a long day.
Yeah.
Was anybody behind the scenes like said yes, and then when the camera rolls, they said no? Did you see any of that like from the couples?
I didn't see. Oh. No, I didn't see.
Well, there were only two weddings.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one was
well, that
yes.
was shown. That was shown, oh, right?
So we don't know.
Like,
yeah.
Valerie may have been like, say no.
No.
I just saw. Don't.
Like, no, maybe, we didn't even see that part. Like, they didn't even get to that part. But even the no, like, we were still thinking it was more in the yes because it got to that point. Mm-hmm. So when the no happened, we were like, oh. Like, so
you guys were as surprised as everybody else was whenever it happened?
Yeah, because we didn't, like, I don't even think the film crew knew that it was exactly going to be a no. They said, well, maybe. But then you think if you get to that point. But then when I finally watched everything else, I was like,
Yeah, maybe she should have said no.
Yeah,
I think so. I think she made the right choice.
Are you wanting to continue down the floral designs for TV? Like, did you like the experience? Like, you would try to seek that out again for, like, shows that do? Because you know now how the process works, so I'd imagine you have an inside.
I did love the experience, and definitely probably, I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it again, because I definitely probably would if someone asked. Definitely would do it again. I don't know. I love the opportunity, but it would just depend.
What's your favorite thing to do? Is it just people buying bouquets? Is it weddings? Is it corporate events? What's your favorite?
So what I honestly want to do in the direction I want to move towards, which I guess could be a spinoff from TV stuff, but like, you know how the Grammys, the NAACP, and like some of the different movements have these big, huge installs for you to come take pictures in and stuff. That's what kind of way I want to move to. So take some of, to us, medium size. Other people may think kind of big.
It's all relative to what you've seen. Yeah.
And do bigger than what we're doing.
You can do the White House if you want. You know, I mean, you can do the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, because they do install. So kind of do larger scale stuff like that, which would still kind of be on TV, but more activations and stuff like that.
Was since Love Is Blind was here in Charlotte, was that a sense of relief that it was local? Like, it wouldn't have worked if it was Oregon or something like that for you because of how much changing you guys had to do or what?
Yeah, I'm glad it was local, to be honest. But we almost, because another florist needed some freelancers. And our team, we service a lot of the DMV area. And we were going to go up to assist, not knowing that the florist was looking for help for the TV show. And so I did think that was pretty interesting that we almost signed up to go through it all over again, just in a different state. But I definitely probably would not do that many weddings out of town, not having like our tools and additional items that we could kind of pull in and use if we
like
wanted
Love
to.
Is Blind Texas. Not, maybe not, probably not.
No, we'll take a wedding in Texas, which we do have a wedding in Texas for next year, but you can plan different. It's different planning.
And here I go being rude again, just talking, not letting Mamie have a go ahead, Mamie. Go ahead. It's your
turn. You can't see me
go
when ahead. I'm ready to say
it's your
something.
Because this gorgeous, beautiful arrangement.
Gorgeous
right here
flower arrangement right
centerpiece.
Here.
Centerpiece.
If somebody wanted a wedding like Love Is Blind, like the full thing you did, what would that process look like?
So we would definitely have a consultation first. We would definitely talk budget because a lot of times clients don't know how to associate costs with what they see. So we would definitely start there and kind of, depending on the budget, I like to go through with clients what is important. I always tell people you should have a wow factor. So even if you have a limited budget, if you create that wow factor, people don't pay attention that, okay, you didn't have something big on every table because you have the wow factor, whether it's like the ceremony piece, the backdrop behind the sweetheart area.
Like an 8-foot bear.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. That's the wow. And they won't forget that.
Nope. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah. So definitely creating those wow moments to kind of help offset the costs and then fill everything in from there.
Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs, expressionsfloraldesigns.com. All right. Valentine's Day is over. Do you breathe now for the rest of the year? Like what's the net? Like is spring? It just keeps
Easter's
rolling.
Easter's coming up. Yeah, is that Easter, a big holiday for you?
Easter, not as much, but Mother's Day is coming up. Wedding season's
good
in
reminder.
Full
Thank
swing.
You for that reminder, by the way. Mother's Day, that was good. Close one there.
Don't forget
Mother's Day. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes. Mother's Day is the next biggest holiday other than Valentine's Day. Those are the two biggest for florists.
Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. It was
yes,
a pleasure
no,
to meet
you.
Valerie Brooks of Expressions Floral Designs. Beautiful flowers, beautiful arrangements, custom, anything you really want. It's really just kind of up whatever your vision or dream is.
Yes.
Valerie and her team can make it happen.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, good morning, fam. We're coming back soon. Oh, wait, no, we're not. It's the end of the show. Get out of here. They don't even let me out.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.